Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Fourth onshore renewable energy auction was announced this week, known as RES 4. Overall, just over 2 gigawatts of solar and wind energy, which can power the homes for almost 900,000 people for an hour, was available to bidders. 60% of that will be onshore wind farms and the rest solar. The guaranteed price, known as the strike price, from the state to the winning bidders came in at just under €100 per megawatt hour of electricity. That's slightly less than the previous auction. But how long before these vital new energy services or sources actually come online? One of the successful bidders was the Danish-owned Ørsted, which got approval for a 55-megawatt solar farm in Cork. And TJ Hunter is the head of onshore business for Ørsted UK and Ireland. Good morning, TJ.
Good morning, Joe.
TJ, how do these auctions work?
Well, it's a competitive auction, essentially, Joe. And if you have a renewable project and if you think it's viable and meets the auction criteria, let's say, in terms of price cap and so forth, then you'll essentially auction yourself in. You'll put in a sealed bid. And it's a way of guaranteeing a price for your project. And that guarantees a price both for the developer and for the Irish state, essentially.
And I mentioned that you got a 55-megawatt solar farm in Cork. Did you want a bigger allocation, or is that roughly what you had in mind?
It's what we had in mind. So in RES 3 last year, we had two projects there in wind and solar. This year, we've had one project, Ballinrae. It's a 55-megawatt project that's nestled between Cork City and Carrigaline. So that's what we went in for, and we were delighted to be successful within the auction.
And who owns the physical infrastructure, whether it's solar panels or the turbines? Do you guys own that, or is that kind of leased?
So we retain the physical infrastructure. We will build that and we will own it and operate it. Okay. And then the grid connection is typically, we construct it, but then it's typically handed over to Airgrid or ESB.
And you have to pay Airgrid to connect to the electricity network, is that right?
Correct, we do, yes.
And that's probably not a cheap process either.
No, it's not a cheap process, but it's part of development. So, you know, we do work in partnership with Airgrid and ESB networks to try to get the most cost-effective connection, because obviously that feeds into the build price and we want to have the most competitive projects so we're successful in an auction. You know, it is a competitive auction, and while we got good volume away in RES 4, you know, there were some projects there that were unsuccessful. So I would say the government is certainly trying to drive competitive energy prices through these auctions.
Yeah, and the strike price went down, i.e. the guaranteed price that you will be paid by the state, it went down from the previous auction. What does that mean? Is that a good thing or a bad thing for the sector?
It's a good thing. You know, it has to be a good thing for the sector. The price of €96.85, as the striker cleared the price, is good. It's lower than RES 3 and lower than RES 2. So the trajectory is good there because, you know, ultimately we want to try to minimise the cost of electricity. So, it's a good thing.
Okay. Will Ireland meet its goal? I think the goal is it 80% of the energy mix coming from renewables by 2030?
That's correct. It's 80% renewables by 2030 under the Climate Action Plan, and then net zero by no later than 2050. So will we meet it? I think it's extremely challenging at this point. The government is certainly trying to get there. These competitive auctions are positive. There's an accelerated renewable energy task force there that's focused on, you know, getting the right policies in place, coordinating the different departments and so forth. So certainly there's every effort there to try and fast track that and increase deployment of renewables. But we do have the bottlenecks, and, you know, your listeners are probably
planning
familiar with those in terms of planning and grid.
Yeah. And you haven't seen any improvement of that over the last year or so?
We're seeing some improvements, Joe, which is good, but we're still seeing a backlog.
All right.
We're still seeing a backlog in planning. And obviously, you know, the likes of Airgrid and ESB networks have similar challenges to ourselves in terms of that planning. And you know, funding is key here as well. We need to get the infrastructure built.
Yeah. Now, are you excited about the potential of a new dedicated minister for infrastructure at the cabinet table that has been floated by the Taoiseach in Tullamore?
Yeah, I think it's good. You know, we need that focus. I think energy is very important there for us. So I think having that focus there is good. You know, we do need that investment. We need to get the roadblocks out of the way. And I think that Yeah, you know, it can't be anything but a good thing there.
Yeah, Ørsted used to depend on fossil fuels for its income, but it's done something of a 180 turn.
We did, yeah. Over the last 12 years or so, more actually, we went from being an oil and gas company to being 100% renewables pretty much now, which is great. You know, it showed a lot of ambition. It was a brave move at the time, but I think it's paid off. And, you know, our mantra is always to have a world that runs entirely on green energy, and we're laser focused on that.
Okay. And will you be bidding in future auctions, or are you done now in terms of supply of renewable energy in Ireland?
We're absolutely not done. We've invested over 700 million in Ireland. We've got a large base in Cork with 100 people employed. And we have a large pipeline of projects that we want to get through, you know, subsequent auctions to 2030 and beyond.
Do you have a goal in mind for the number of megawatts or gigawatts that you might want to have in this country?
Yeah, I think we'd like to see 1 gigawatt of onshore technology deployed in Ireland from ourselves. And that's a mix of wind, solar, battery storage is a key focus for us there as well. And we have our joint venture with ESB on offshore. So we're hoping to go into that auction and be successful next year as well, that ORES 1 auction, or 2.1, I should say.
Okay. Anything your industry would like to see in the budget in 3 weeks?
Ooh, that's a broad one. I think, you know, for us, what's critical is the PR6 round. So the Commission for Regulation of Utilities have a process whereby they review what Airgrid and ESB's targets are and how they're going to deploy funds. So that price review 6, it's a 5-year plan. It runs from 26 to 30. So for me, really, I want to see that, you know, that the necessary investments in infrastructure are put in place. So that's a key one for me for grid. And then for planning, you know, there's been some good steps made in terms of resourcing on board Planola. But obviously, we've got an awful lot of projects coming through there as well. So I think we need to continue that investment in the local consenting authorities, in onboard Planola, and make sure that we can get ourselves set up for what is a lot of growth, you know. And it's not just energy, it's all housing, right, and so forth, and other critical all infrastructure.
Right. TJ, thank you so much for that. TJ Hunter is the head of onshore business with Ørsted UK and Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.